Cheryl said it's kind of messed up.
Right, she wants a hot dog.
You have an engagement, is your name?
What?
Cheryl wants to know. Are you ready? We'll call the board special board, the board of works meetings for September the 9th. We was on the new business removal of building at 401 and 403 Main Street.
I don't want to say the name, do I?
I know who you are.
Yeah.
This is my mister, I call you mister.
Yeah, well, you have to do that. I made a moves action last week to have this building at 401 Main Street and 403, which is the mother's building. The deterioration of the building was getting so bad that I was concerned. One was going to fall, and I was worried about the safety of the public and the other buildings next to it. So I called Clink. I had some other people I called, but there were two of them that wasn't interested in doing it, and the other two hadn't returned my call. So I took this action, and Mr. Tim Clink, he's with a clean company from Evansville, and he's here tonight, or this afternoon, and I want him to get up and talk. And the deterioration of the building, it's a lot worse. The 4th Street wall is moving, and I had them come up and put containers, as you can see, if you go down Main Street, and that's more or less holding the wall there this time. And I want Tim to come up.
Go ahead. Real quick, you had an engineering firm also look at it?
Yes, I did. I had the RQAW look at it. I can make the copies of it. I should have done that, but I can have the secretaries make a copy and give to you. And I think, Joe, you already got one.
Can you kind of summarize what that report says?
Yeah. Well, basically, it needs to be demolished, because this winter, or it could fall any time, but this winter, there's snow load, there's water getting in the side of the bricks. He said it's not going to be standing very much longer, and this is the engineer from the company, RQAW. And I can read it all, but this is Tim Clink from the Clean Company.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Always like now. Do you agree with our city inspector's assessment of the status of this building?
Yeah, absolutely. Phil called me the first time I came to take a look at it, and it was far past any kind of repair, obviously, and was needing some direct action quickly. I expressed to Bill that building's kind of unique because it has a bulge, a crack handling.
Trifecta.
One of those is bad.
Right.
Obviously, having all three, it was detrimental that you were
trying to make them meeting longer.
Okay. So what's the process of taking that down, and how does that affect the neighboring buildings?
Well, that's the one thing. I'd ask Phil that we make sure that obviously the city attorney gets us a letter that gives us right to get onto the adjoining buildings, roof systems. The protection we're going to use, we can give you the weights and distributions and all the technical information if you're needing to see all that kind of stuff. We're, you know, it's usually what we're typically we do when people are asking that. It's going to be a hand removal starting on Main Street. We will be blocking Main Street for up to probably a week and a half to 2 weeks. Phil showed concern, said that you guys had some kind of, is it homecoming or something coming up? That we'd be clear of that prior to that happening, reassure you have your street open.
That's there. The first weekend in October.
Okay. Like I said, a lot of handwork, a lot of basket work. Once we get it down and maintained, reassure that it's the roof and the walls aren't going to be going over onto the existing buildings, then we'll start with mechanical demolition.
Okay.
But but we've probably got about a month or so of just handwork.
Phil, do you have a problem?
And the cost of the demolition is on the city, or what's the?
The contract value is $205,761, something like that, $206,000. One of the things that was not in our contract was to backfill the basement. Phil and I talked about several options. I thought maybe you guys were going to need green space or parking, something of that nature. It is going to be crucial, since the wall of the building to the south is a common wall with the building that's fallen down. So it's going to be, we're going to be doing a lot of salt cutting around there to create this old wall that's going to be the new wall. So there is going to be some waterproofing that's going to have to be taken place on your behalf.
All right.
We will need to look into, though, the option of backfilling some of that building, if not half of it, during the process of demolition to give us access to get through there. Because as you can see, we're limited by working off of the main street, basically, and the alley. Because of the power lines are only 4 centimeters. And we're going to limit all of our work that we can. Obviously, we're going to keep the other businesses that are surrounding there, not causing a problem. I've talked to multiple business owners that have come over and, you know, offer our guys, you know, nice things, drinks and some snacks and things like that. So we like working in small communities like this where people are more apt to be that way,
right,
versus fighting you the entire time.
And as you backfill next to the building next door, will that be made where, when it's finished, something will be built, will be able to build something back there, or?
Yeah, it's, anytime.
Whatever needs to be done?
Yeah, anytime you're dealing with buildings that old, the one thing you can't do is obviously put in the larger lifts of action and then use a vibratory roller. It's all going to have to be gravity, because if we bring in a roller that we typically would run something to meet compaction, it'll knock down every building in the whole block. So it's going to have to be a choice material. I know that Phil and I talked a little bit about Rick Andrews. We did the job down here for the executive end. We did that, crushed a lot of material. He has an excess of material back there. I just talked to Rick a couple of days ago, and I know that he was eager to get rid of some material. So I don't know if you guys want to strike a deal with him on something. I told him basically what his materials worth, what we pay historically for it. He wasn't really happy with the value of what he thought that was. But it's just, it's, you know, historic information, it's historic information.
And this is typically work you would do also with still that in?
Yes.
So do you have any idea what the price would be to?
I can tell you something probably later this afternoon, by the end of the day, if not first thing in the morning, to get a ballpark of what it's going to be. The only reason why is because without getting in the basement, because obviously all your walls in the basement are going to have to stay. Now we can't pull those out,
right,
because they're going to get the utilities, sidewalks, streets, and everything else.
Right.
You know, depending on what you want to put in there, if you want to put something structurally in there, there's no problem at all. If you guys want to come in and put a building in there, you want to put a parking lot in there, because we'll supply within that price compaction test.
And this, it won't be our property, correct? It's still going to be.
So it'll be up to that land owner to determine whether they want to do that.
Okay.
We've just got to get it removed and for safety reasons.
What is that hauling at all? What about the, is there asbestos or anything involved in that? Or, yeah,
Phil, I think it was lead environmental come up?
Yes.
At some point, once the emergency's abated, we need to stop spending money and bid. While it would be nice to fill it in and turn it into green space, if it's not an emergency situation, we have time to.
Okay.
As long as it's safe.
Yeah, the action we take today is just in approving the demolition of the building, and then other consequential costs would be discussed at a later meeting. Is that what?
Yeah, once the emergency situation is abated, if it makes sense, if there's a clear stopping point.
Okay.
So So I don't know, I'm not an engineer.
Remove the problem and make sure that the next building's not gonna fall in.
Right, and that may require the backfilling and green space, but I don't know that.
It might be advantageous too, to select a couple contractors here locally, if they wanna give you some prices using some decent material, or whatever spec you guys come up with, just so once we get so far into it, we could exercise it, either us doing it or someone else jump in and try to work with us a little bit to create that, because, you know, we're gonna be using a 125-foot list, you know, which can give us a lot of capacity to reach out. But after we get so far, because that is an elongated building, we're gonna need to get some access onto there. And we just can't, typically, if we have something on tracks, we can sit on top of that debris, but when you're taking something that big with wheels and trying to sit on debris with people in it, it's not the same situation that we determine.
So this price of $205,761 will remove this building and make the joint building, you know, do whatever the waterproofing, do whatever.
That's correct.
So in making a motion, we should use that quoted figure for the price, okay?
And it should also be noted that Bill, you contacted two or three other interested prices and had no luck.
He was in, yeah, went up to visit, the other two, I called them, and they had to return my call back.
Yeah. Typically, you don't get a whole lot of people to run into a situation like that where a building collapsing.
Right, sure.
And just because, like I said, we're more of a specialized demolition, you know, contractor, we work from here to New York, so these are the kind of things that we come across.
Do we have other issues from anyone else here that need to be addressed? Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the demolition of building 401-403 Main Street, to be accomplished under a quote bid of $205,761, which would include demolition of said building and structural stability of the adjoining building.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Proceed.
Thank you for your time.
All right, thanks, Bill. And we'll follow up.
And they will have a little bit more Monday.
Putting a lien against the property with that.
They don't do. Do they think about that, a lien on the property, or that would just happen?
Once we spend the money, we get the lien, and then.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We are adjourned.